A new syndicated TV series is premiering this week called Gene Roddenberry's Earth, Final Conflict. Roddenberry is the creator of Star Trek, and his name is in the title of this new sci-fi series, even though he's been dead for 6 years. TV critic David Bianculli explains how and why and reviews the series.
Way back in the 60s, when TV producer Gene Roddenberry was making the original pilot for a proposed science fiction series named Star Trek, he cast his girlfriend in one of the leading roles as a first officer named Number One. NBC rejected that first pilot, but when Star Trek finally went to series, that same girlfriend provided the voice of the ship's computer. She also ended up playing the regular supporting role of Nurse Christine Chapel. And eventually, she ended up marrying Gene Roddenberry. That woman is Majel Barrett, and she's still a central part of the ever-expanding Star Trek universe. On Star Trek The Next Generation and the current Deep Space Nine, she's featured as an outrageous empath named Lwaxana Troi. And on all continuing Star Trek projects, Deep Space Nine and Voyager, as well as the Star Trek films, she still provides the voice of the Federation computer. But with Gene Roddenberry's Earth, Final Conflict, she's taking her most active role yet. This time, she's one of the executive producers. Earth, Final Conflict is able to exist with Roddenberry's name in the title because he had conceived the project and written a blueprint manuscript back in 1976. The original Star Trek series had ended years before, so Roddenberry was pitching Earth Final Conflict to CBS then. He stopped work on it, though, when Paramount asked him to develop Star Trek as a feature film. And the Final Conflict manuscript was filed and forgotten until Roddenberry's widow found it last year and decided to develop it as a series. The 20-year delay has not been too kind, because other sci-fi projects presented in the interim make Final Conflict seem less fresh than it otherwise might. Its basic plot is about aliens who come to Earth promising to cure diseases and solve world hunger and other problems, but who come with a secret and more sinister agenda. A resistance movement springs up to try to fight them, and the hero of Final Conflict is a man caught in the middle. Now, basically, that's the same plot as the 1983 miniseries V, to name just one similar example. And the organic architecture and aircraft used by the aliens looks a lot like the stuff in a recent Movie Channel miniseries, Tales of a Parallel Universe. And the interdimensional space shortcuts look a lot like Jodie Foster's Wild Ride in Contact. And the local bar in this 21st century Earth city looks like a low-rent version of the cantina in Star Wars. And so on. There are times, though, when the ideas seem less familiar and more interesting. Kevin Kilner, who plays the hero, is implanted by the aliens with a chip in his brain that increases his intelligence and memory levels. Vaughn Flores, as a human assistant to the aliens, sets up a simple test that demonstrates the potential of this new implant.
March 12th, 1987.
What about it?
What'd you have for lunch?
For lunch, a hot dog. How would I remember?
But you do know. Just recall it.
Sandoval, I was in junior high.
Boone, humor me. Stay with it. Look around. Explore the memory, Boone.
Pizza. Had pizza.
It's intriguing that this show is arriving on TV at all. Whether it survives, that's another question. And if the show doesn't catch on quickly, TV fans 20 years from now will need an alien brain implant just to remember it.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.